From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Actor John Ritter has died. His career lasted 3 decades, but it was his role as a goofy bachelor who pretended to be gay that cemented him as a cultural icon.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are.
Hers and hers and his. Please company too.
Ritter was a small screen force in the 1970s. Aside from his regular show, he appeared as a guest on countless TV programs. MASH, The Love Boat, Starsky and Hutch, Rhoda, Hawaii Five-O. You name it, he was probably on it. And while Jack Tripper might be the character for which he'll be remembered most, a whole different generation knows him as a big red dog.
I wonder if Emily Elizabeth has cleaned her room up yet this morning.
Ritter was the voice of Clifford on PBS's animated series Clifford the Big Red Dog. Ritter's career also took him to the stage. He acted in more than 50 plays, including a Broadway run of Neil Simon's The Dinner Party. He'd returned to sitcoms successfully last year with the show 8 Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter, and he had just completed a movie with Billy Bob Thornton called Bad Santa. Ritter was surrounded by show business his entire life. He was the youngest son of singing cowboy and country music star Tex Ritter. He grew up around his father's friends, Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, and Johnny Cash. He went to Hollywood High School and earned a degree in drama from the University of Southern California. For all the varied roles he went on to play in his life, Ritter knew that he would be remembered for his role as Jack Tripper, and he was okay with that. He said, "The role allowed me to do a lot of other projects, and I'm thankful." Yesterday, he became ill while working on the set of 8 Simple Rules. He died last night of an undetected heart problem. He was 54 years old.